So think about this for a second. It doesn't matter if it happened yesterday or 20 years ago. Every single one of us, we have done something that we absolutely hate to impress either the opposite sex.
Yeah, so I explained that last week I was on a Disney cruise with my son, and actually I met a single mom from Texas, really, really cool girl, and there were two with like her family and her like sister-in-law, if you will, and they were talking about how they were running a 5K on Friday at Mickey's Private Island Castaway Key.
Did you get to run with like Pluto and Goofy and Donald Duck and all them?
And it sounded kind of cool, because how often you go to Mickey's Private Island in the Bahamas, right? Like, it's awesome. And they said, you know, you're welcome to run with us if you want. Now, full disclosure, I hate to run. I hate to run. There aren't many things in the world I hate more than to run.
When she first said to you, would you want to run with us? What's the first thing that popped into your mind?
No. Like, no way.
But then what did you eventually say?
So I was like, I just met them, right? Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. They're like, well, you know, 9 a.m.
Let's meet there.
So here's me. On Friday morning, it's 90 degrees in the Bahamas. I am running a 5K with this girl and her sister-in-law. And so, you know, it was cool. I mean, after the fact, I'm really glad I did it, because you know, you feel really, like, proud of yourself afterwards. But during it, I'm like, what am I doing? I hate running. I hate running.
So you did it just because a pretty girl asked you to do something.
To impress the opposite sex. 312.
We all do it.
946-4995. Call us up. Yeah, because we all do. We all try to impress somebody when you're first dating or you first meet somebody. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Christy from Lowell. Tell us your story.
A while back, still in the dating years, I wouldn't even attempt it now during marriage. My husband's an avid hunter. He had done well that day, and he wanted me to help him prepare the food for dinner that night.
What were we eating that night, Christy?
So it was duck. I don't want any haters. My husband's a carpenter, so sometimes we need hunting to help us get through those laid-off times of the year.
Did he want you to skin the duck?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if I can do that either.
I just got back from a Disney cruise. I met Donald Duck like 5 times. How could you do this?
We needed it.
They needed to eat. Come on.
Styles and Roman want to hear your story. Call 312-946-4995. US 99.
So you really want to impress your significant other? Well, you better be listening to US 99 this morning at 7:15, because how cool would that phone call be? Hey, babe, we are going to see Chris Stapleton. And
we get to meet him.
We're also qualified to meet him, huh? Now that is impressing someone right there.
So last week I was on a Disney cruise, met somebody, and they were running a very, very pretty girl running a 5K the next day, and she asked if I wanted to join. I hate to run. I hate to run. So what I say? Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. I run every day.
90 degrees in the Bahamas. I'm running a 5K, like my worst nightmare. But we all do dumb things to impress the opposite sex. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Chris from Wonder Lake. What did you do?
Well, I was actually trying to pick up a girl. We were riding our bicycles. We were about 11 years old. Passed an officer, a police car, and I hocked a big loogie on it.
You spit on a cop?
A cop car.
All right.
I thought it would be impressive. I don't know. Dumb kid, you know.
So 11-year-old Chris, did it work? Did you get the digits?
No, I got taken to jail. The 4-pack of us was brought to the station where I had to fess up. Otherwise, we were all getting in trouble. So they all went free, and I went home to the police station to call my dad.
You did a really dumb thing, but at least you did the honorable thing at the very end. You took the blame, because everyone else would have gone down if you didn't.
What was funny was I was with a bad egg of the town, and the officer was a friend of the family, as it turns out. And he said, I thought no way it was you. If you wouldn't admitted it, I was taking him down.
Wow.
You took one for the team. Did the girl like Bad Boys? Then did you get the digits?
I think I did get a little nookie-nookie after that.
Dude, you're 11. What, you held her hand?
Oh, we started real early, unfortunately.
We gotta go, Chris. Someday. The first thing you gotta do to impress your significant other is listen up this morning at 7:15, because this is insane. Chris Stapleton is coming out to Tinley, and we have tickets for you. We're kicking it off at 7:15, but it's not just tickets. Then when you win the tickets, we're going to qualify you
to go backstage to comb Chris Stapleton's beard.
That is not true. You go backstage, but the comb is not guaranteed. But yeah, we impress people, right? All the time. I ran a 5K last week to impress a girl I hate to run. 312-946-4995. We want to hear your stories. Michael from downtown, tell us what's up.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I met this girl in summer school when I was back in high school, and we started talking, and she was telling me how she liked guys who had tattoos.
Okay, so at the time, Michael, did you have any tattoos?
No.
So what did you do once you heard this information?
I don't know. I told her that I was going to get a tattoo, and so I had to scramble to figure out how to get a tattoo because I was 16 years old. And I got one. I mean, I thought it looked cool, but she didn't like it.
All right, Michael, what was the tattoo?
I mean, it's a long story, but like I was adopted, so it was the initials to my birth name, but the initials to my birth name are Jam, so then that was just became a running joke that I got Jam tattooed on my
Oh, man.
So I got to ask you, did you get a date, Michael?
No, I didn't.
No. Well, you know, honestly, all jokes aside, it means something to you, and that's all that matters, right?
That's true. It means a lot to me. That is true.
And who doesn't love jam? I mean, on toast, it's delicious.
I mean, jam is good. My friends, you know, put henna tattoos of peanut butter on their arms, and we got some good pictures on our Facebook and MySpace about it. So, yeah, good times.
What if?
We all do dumb things to impress the opposite sex. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. Last week, I actually ran a 5K on my cruise at Mickey's private island, Mickey Mouse's private island in the Bahamas, because a pretty girl that I met on the ship, her and her like family, they were running it, and they asked me to do it. Now, I hate to run. I hate to run, but I did it.
This girl must have been smoking because I've known you about 20 years now, and I've seen you run, I think, 3 times in your life.
I just stopped being sore like this morning, but yeah, but I did it. We all do dumb things, right?
Yeah, we do. 312-946-4995. What did you do to impress your significant other? Neil, good morning, buddy. What's your story?
When we were dating, I ran all the way from Hammond to Maryville to surprise her when she got off of work. That's about 22 miles, give or take.
You ran 22 miles? Miles just to say hello?
Yep.
Out of curiosity, do you own a car or a bike or a skateboard?
I actually own cars now. At that time, I didn't, and I was fresh out of the Army, so I was still in shape and able to do it.
Weren't you like a sweaty mess, though, when you got to her house?
Yeah, I was definitely sweaty, but she was surprised and happy to see me.
Hey, babe, you mind if we jump in the shower together?
And that's exactly what
happened.
There you go. Yeah.
Happy ending.
It was worth it. You say so we do some crazy things to impress our significant others. One thing you definitely should be doing is listening up in a couple minutes because 7:15, Chris Stapleton, he's coming in October out in Tinley, and we have tickets and, man, how cool would this be? Qualified to go backstage to Ashley to actually say what up to Chris Stapleton.
That would be amazing. 312-946-4995. I ran a 5K to impress a girl. Good morning, Key Lee. What did you do to impress somebody you liked?
I went to WWE when I first met him.
Let me tell you something, little brother. You need to get in the ring and give it all you got.
Yes.
That was a great impression.